Hello, Rabbi. Thank you for joining us.
Hello. It's a pleasure to be with you again.
It's so lovely to speak to you. I could just listen to you talk the whole day. Just saying. Lovely accent. Rabbi Rosen, I don't know if you heard what I was saying, but I just wanted to catch up with you and find out what your hopes, your dreams, your aspirations are in terms of the agendas or the items that you have on your agenda. You know, in terms of veganism or world peace or interreligious relationships, you know, tell us what your hopes and dreams are for the upcoming year.
I think that to be an authentic Druze means to be particular and universal at the same time.
Yes.
Judaism is born out of a particular history, a particular experience. We are a particular community. We see that as our divine mission. To be some kind of exemplars in the world, and that places first and foremost responsibility of us on one to the other. And therefore, what I hope, which is very difficult for Jews, is to, because we tend to be rather opinionated, and you know the joke, two Jews, three opinions. What I hope is that we will learn to listen to one another a little bit better. We are all too often too busy speaking at one another rather than listening to one another. And listening, I think, is really where we speak of God as hearkening to prayer, listening to prayer. In other words, listening, true listening is a divine gift, even perhaps sometimes more than speech itself. And so I hope that we as a people will improve in terms of our willingness to at least hear one another. We don't have to agree with one another, but at least to be able to hear one another. And that in Israel is really important. We become a very fractious society. There are lots of wonderful things, but we need to listen to one another more. But being Jewish, as I said, is also about universal. It's also how we relate to the world at large, not only to our own community, and how we spread light. We are described by the prophet Yeshayahu as a light unto the nations. Oh, that's what we should be. And that's not through, if you'll allow me to say, trying to persuade people to do things that they don't want to do. That suggestion, I think, in the conversation you had before you brought me in, suggests I've been trying to inveigle people to do things that they don't want to do and got people to go to trouble because they really want to go to trouble. But of course, what you really, if you are really a true shepherd, you know how to be able to divert the sheep in a way that deep down inside them they really want to go, but maybe are not going there. And I think that's very much a theme with Rosh Hashanah, with the concept of Teshuvah. Teshuvah means, as you know, return, from the root return, which means that deep down we all really do want to be good. We all do really want to be in union with God. We want to be godly and goodly. There are all kinds of pressures that move us in different directions, and a wise shepherd knows how to be able to connect with those deep good instincts, those godly instincts within people in order to be able to bring them back to God, to the goodly, and to a right way of life. And we need to be able to tune in, it's really to a large degree, with that spirit of Teshuvah, to be able to return. And as a result, be true to our metia, our purpose of existence, which is not just to be able to preserve the Jewish people, but to spread God's light in the world. I believe that veganism is one of the ways of doing it, not just because of compassion to animals, and that's a very important Jewish principle of Tsar Balei Chaim. But today it's got a lot to do with health, because we poison one another, we poison ourselves with hormones and antibiotics and other things that are ingested into the body that are very destructive. We contribute to the destruction of our environment and the climate, and all the latest studies, especially the recent United Nations study, shows that the most significant thing people can do to combat climate change is to reduce meat consumption if there was more plant-based diet. So this is a matter of preserving our planet, God's creation, preserving our world. And therefore, I'm very excited that actually out of Israel, and very often out of secular quarters, the message of veganism comes. I believe that is a testimony to the divine spirit in these people, even if they are not necessarily religiously observant, that are seeking to find ways to express the godly and goodly in their lives. And I think that's one of the ways in which we're actually contributing to the world. And there's so many other ways in which we can contribute to the world. So I hope that we will become a more listening people to one another, not just the people of the book and of the word, which is terribly important, but also the people of the ear and to listen. After all, our credo is Shema Yisrael, hear, O Israel. And also I hope that the light that is within us and is part of our glorious heritage will spread out to the world more as well.
I'm so happy that we're going to podcast this. because I'm going to listen again and again and again. Thank you so much. Just before I let you go, Rabbi, one of our listeners has sent through a message saying, "Hi, Chai FM team, please ask the Rabbi what interfaith or multi-faith interaction opportunities exist in Johannesburg, because I don't see too many." So I'm not sure if you're aware of what's happening in Johannesburg. Nathan, Rabbi Rosen is actually based in Israel. But, I mean, do you know of anything that's happening in Johannesburg, Rabbi?
I don't have too many details, I'm afraid. I don't have as much contact now as I had with Johannesburg half a century ago. Right. I'm an old man.
Well, nothing's changed much.
But I do know that both the Chief Rabbi Goldstein and many other rabbis have been very open to interfaith engagement.
Sure.
And I know that there have been also initiatives in Cape Town, actually one that I founded, which is Interfaith Forum, that continues. But I'm afraid I'm not the best person to ask. I think we've got people who could do a better job answering that question than me.
All right. But this certainly isn't the last time we'll be speaking to you. And are you all right, Simon?
No. I'm more than all right. I'm just very happy with what the rabbi had to say. He kind of made space for those of us who are secular in this bigger picture. And thank you for that, Rabbi. That's pretty awesome. Nice way to go into the new year.
That's my honor. And Shana Tova Mevoreche to you, your families, and the whole community.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi. Shana Tova to you too. God bless. Bye-bye. That's Rabbi David Rosen, who's got my co-host tearing up.
No, you've got a co-host. An inclusive message, Kathy, to say that there's space for all of us in this bigger picture. It's just, it needs to be heard.
Rabbi David Rosen, go Google him. He's the International Director of Interreligious Affairs. He's the former Chief Rabbi of Ireland. He was also a rabbi here in South Africa at which shul was it?
Maria Road.